نريتش لآية وسورة آل عمران آية نمبر 39 وفهم from this آية that Allah mentioned about يحيى عليه السلام and give a good tidings to زكريا عليه السلام that Allah تبارك وتعالى will give him a good tidings. Good tidings while he was standing praying in the chamber in Bayt al-Maqdis. يحيى عليه السلام confirmed from Allah سبحانه وتعالى and will be honorable وسيدا وحصورة حصورة it's been abstaining and we find in our tafsir that حصورة which he mentioned in ayah number 39 that is the meaning of that is abstaining from woman that means he has no desire for woman. He has no, as Ibn Abbas described him, he has no water, as everyone else, actually to have any relation with a woman. Doesn't mean actually that he's something wrong with him, but that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala led him to be in this situation. Therefore, the different tafsir about Hasura, Hasura, that mean actually originally he has no desire for woman. Sayyidina Yahya. And some of the ulama, they said he is not among those who committing sins. Hasura, the word of Hasura itself, because the major sins came from through the woman. You know that. Major thing comes through the woman. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him to have any relation with the woman, that means actually his sins will be cancelled or not allowed actually to commit sins. Because most if you check direct behind every man exactly what is the most sins the man he could commit, behind it is a woman. Of course, actually, Brother Yunus, we don't talk about our sister upstairs in the first floor. They are excluded from the sins are all. They are totally different women. Yes. We talk about the bad woman outside. But women in Masjid Manhattan, they are perfect. And they never commit any sins. SubhanAllah, Allah a'lam, SubhanAllah. You have to save yourself sometimes. Anyway. Come actually to the confusion actually about this ayah. Those who say the group of ulama said about Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam John, he is actually clear from all the sins. Don't you see this hadith, which I'm going to mention it, contradicting the first hadith with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, عن أنس رضي الله عنه وأرضاه كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in related الترمذي and الترمذي said this is a strange hadith but he did not deny it. He said this is a strange hadith. So الترمذي وابن ماجة والإمام الدارمي these scholars of the hadith but they said Anas reported God's messengers saying Allah, saying all the sins, I'm sorry, all the sons of Adam are sinners. But the best of the sinners are those who are giving to repentance. In this hadith, actually contradicting the other hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in another hadith, we mentioned it last week, that the Prophet also mentioned in al-Tirmizi. Al-Tirmizi, wal-Imam al-Albani hassanahu. It's mean al-Imam al-Albani. Al-Albani just changed the letter of word or something to make it strong. Al-Imam al-Albani, a scholar of the hadith, you know. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala be pleased with him. He said, actually, the hadith mentioned another hadith. Rawa by al-Imam Ahmad an Ibn Abbas. Marfu'an an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Imam Ahmad Shakir, one of the scholars of the hadith, he exactly also sahahahu. He exactly corrected little. Al-Imam Al-Albani corrected little. شيخ الإسلام ابن البيع approved this hadith which I'm gonna mention it. Because this hadith which I'm gonna mention it contradicting the first hadith that every son of Adam is a sinner and the best of the sinner those who give the given exactly repentance. The second hadith is ما من أحد من ولد آدم إلا قد أخطأ. There is no any one of the sons of Adam, children, Adam, children, male and female, except that he commits sins. There is no, we approve exactly. أو هم بخطيئة or intended to commit a sins. ليس يحيى ابن زكريا. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the end of the hadith, not يحيى the son of Zakaria. This hadith actually is contradicting the first hadith because the first hadith said كل ابن آدم all the son of Adam is committing sins. They are sinners. So when we how we combine between these two hadiths, how we put these two hadiths together, the ulama make a big search for that. I have to spend long time to find actually where is the truth because I don't want to give any chance for anyone and say, Sheikh Mustafa, he said something, exactly all the son of Adam committing sins except Yahya, except exception here, Yahya, the son of Zakaria. First hadith said every son of Adam. How we make these two hadiths together? With the Prophet ﷺ, ما ينطق عن الهوى. The Prophet ﷺ, when he say, exactly say, he never actually say something according to his desire. Everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where the hadith came from? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The difference between the Quran and the hadith. Quran is a solid word. Nobody allowed to change even one letter. Sunnah also is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through Jibreel, Jibreel came to the Prophet ﷺ to teach him. You say the sunnah words, actions, taqreer, determinations, exactly everything came from Allah. But Allah leave a space for his messenger to describe actually what is the salah. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray as you have me, seen me pray. So Allah leave his man for his messenger, the sunnah, to describe it because Allah give the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam the best of the words to describe. He can summarize the whole case in one sentence. Perfect. It's come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. But the different, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran through Jibreel, solid word. But the sunnah, it is the teaching of Jibreel to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. We are not praying actually according to the desire of the Prophet ﷺ. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how we pray. Allah wanted this salah to be in this way. Okay. Allah, he wanted the hajj to be in this way. So you don't find the detail in the hajj except in the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ how to move from one step to another step. Let's call it sunnah in the Prophet ﷺ, Jabir radiallahu anhu arda. Imam al-Sana'ani, one of the great scholars for the, exactly the Ummah too, when he said he combined between these two hadiths, he said the first hadith, every son of Adam is sinner. And the best of them, the one who exactly who repent. He said, you know, most of them, but there is the exception also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is the exception from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and they give exactly evidence for that. He give evidence for that. Hi. What is your evidence, the Imam? And Imam Shafi'i also said something here also. Imam Shafi'i said this is authentic. That Yahya, the son of Zakaria, is excluded from the sins. So what is your evidence, the Imam? He said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in Surah Maryam. In the end, when he mentioned about Yahya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, we're going to study this ayah very soon. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدَ وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّ. We also ulama open discussion about this. Both of them, they said, Isa ibn Maryam and also Yahya. Both of them, they said the same word. But in the case of Yahya, who came before Isa alayhi salam and to confirm a word from Allah, that means to confirm Isa, who come after him, and he became a supporter for Isa alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, and Allah gave him the Torah also in the early age. Remember when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, بَعْدَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِشْتَرْفِ. We have this ayah here. I mention it here in the back. Let me see.
This one?
Yeah. Let's we actually turn it a page for a second to go for number 8. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will exactly give it to the brother Yahya, inshallah Yunus. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said in Surah Maryam to show you that Allah protected Yahya alayhi salam from the sins. If you open the second page, it will go for number 8. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mention about that. Ya Yahya khudh al-kitaba biquwa wa ataynahu al-hukma sabiyya. English.
Surah Maryam number 19, verse number 12. Allah said, O John, take the scriptures with determination, and we gave him judgment while yet a boy.
طيب. Meaning when he bore, his mother delivered him, Allah gave him al-kitab. آتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ صَبِيَّ. We gave him the scriptures in early age. وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْحُكْمَ صَبِيَّ. When he was young, he received exactly a responsibility from Allah. Allah send Yahya with him. Allah addressed it to Yahya. Oh Yahya, خذ الكتاب. Take the book seriously. And we give him al-hukm. What's mean al-hukm asabiyya? In early age, what Allah give it to him?
Judgment.
Judgment. Could you imagine about this? Who is a child actually to give judgment in the early age? So he born with that responsibility. وآتيناه الحكم صبيا وحنانا من لدنا وزكاة وكان تقيا.
Verse number 13, an affection from us and purity, it was free reign of Allah.
Purity here, it's mean no sins. The ulama, when say zakatan, purity, that's mean no sin. When I told you, brother Kiba, you are pure, you have purity, purity, that's mean you are excluded or you are protected from the sins. That's what the ulama said. They take the evidence from this ayah. Purity. طيب. وَحَنَانَا مِنْ لَدُنَّا وَزَكَاتًا وَكَانَ تَقِيًّا. Next one. وَسَلَامٌ وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا.
And dutiful to his parents and was not a disobedient tyrant.
Allah. See, he born with that too, to be dutiful to his parents. وَكَانَ تَقِيَّ. And Allah confirmed it for all mankind. He was exactly one of the great righteous in Islam. And the ayah which I need it now, the ayah which I need it now to confirm about exactly that he was a righteous person, excluded from the sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the last ayah in the beach, وسلام عليه يوم ولد ويوم يموت ويوم يبعث حيا.
Verse number 15. And peace be upon him the day he was born, and the day he dies, and the day he is raised alive.
Why these three times? You have three times here. And peace exactly on him, the day he was born. ويوم يموت, and the day he exactly will die. وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّ, and the day he will be exactly raised up, exactly in the resurrection, in the day of the resurrections. Three times, that is the most difficult time for any man. The person exactly who come to this life, his mother, she suffered with him. And he also is suffered, the baby suffering. When the mother delivered him, the baby suffering. Sometimes you find the baby, when he born, you look to his face, he's exactly like he was tied up. And the day he will die, that is the most difficult time for every son of Adam, every children of Adam. Most difficult the day, actually, when the death will approach him. Difficult time. We must Allah, ask Allah, tabaraka ta'ala, never, don't ever stop to make dua for Allah. Subhanallah, exactly to make the death easy for us. Easy for us, difficult time. Could you imagine when you eat something heavy and you tell me, I cannot breathe. Why, akhi? Because he filled up the tank. He doesn't have a space for the air to breathe. But what about exactly something the soul will take come out from your body? It is very difficult to ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to help. They ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, describe the death for us, ya Rasulullah. He said, like you bring a material made from silk and you throw it over the thorns which grow up in the desert. It's very harmful. And then actually start to pull it out. What's going to happen to the
silk? Get shredded.
That is the death. They asked Amr ibn al-As, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, one of the great scholars for the Ummah. He asked his father the time actually he's dying in the process of death. Oh father, describe the death for us. He said, Oh, I bunay, oh my son. وَكَأَنَّ السَّمَاقَنْ انْطَبَقَتْ عَلَى صَدْرِ. I feel like the heavens fell down on my chest. وَقَأَنِّي عُصْفُورٌ فِي بَقْلَاهِ. And I feel like I'm a little bird to be fried in one of the pan. وَكَأَنِّي لَا أَسْتَطِيعُ إِلَّا أَشُمْ الْهَوَى إِلَّا مِنْ سَمِّ إِبْرَةِ. And I feel like I cannot breathe except actually from the hole of the needle. Brother Ali, how big the hole of the needle?
Very small.
Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering. Yes. And the best creation ever, Allah sent it to all mankind, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They put actually, it was a fever. The Abi Anta wa Ummi ya Sayyidi. By my father, by my mother, by my children, by everything I have in my life to sacrifice for you. He suffered from the fever for a long time. And they put like a cold water next to him. And he used to put his exactly hand in the cold water and he just actually tried to actually to clean or to touch his forehead because he's suffering from the fever. And he said a word, Allah, Allah, fa'inna lil-mawt la-sakarat. Allah, Allah, the death has a very severe, painful. It's so painful. Subhanallah, ya Malik al-Mulk. Ask Allah to save us.
And does the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What about us? Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to help us. That's why Allah mentioned this. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدَ وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتَ. And the day he will die. سَلَامٌ here is mean aman. Aman in the Arabic language, safe. You will be safe from that. وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّ. And the day he will be raised, exactly will be resurrected. It will be resurrected. Because the most difficult also for all mankind, the day of the resurrections. Everything will be exactly, you see it by your eyes. Very, very, you cannot imagine. Imagine this huge mountain will be actually destroyed. It will be like a sand. In 1 second by the order of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This water all over the world, rivers, ocean, everything will be fire. Because if you exactly in the reality, if you put the oxygen plus what? The oxygen?
Hydrogen
together, what's going to happen?
Water.
Did you ever check how the world of water contains of what? Oxygen and hydrogen. But Allah keep it until the day of the judgment. He will take this opportunity so you find all the water all over will be fire. وَالْأَرْضُ تَنْشَقْ. And the earth will be open it, will be split it, and they produce fire. And people actually are under the ground to see all of this is horrible. And there is no death. The death is over. Everybody will be resurrected from the grave. So it's a horrible day. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to save all of us. Allah will save Yahya also from that. and of course all the prophet and messengers. So the ulama take from this, salamun alayhi, peace on him. But if you move to Isa alayhi salam, he said another similar to this. But he said instead salamun, he said as-salamu with alif lam. To specify as-salam on me, the day I was born, and the day I will die, and the day I will be resurrected from my grave. What's the difference between both? The first one was Yahya's case, kid, salamun alayya, peace on me, that's from Allah direct. But in the case of Isa, he said, as-salamu alayya, he's the one, he make the peace on him. Therefore, the case of exactly Yahya is more stronger, more than the case of Isa alayhi salam. That to show you that he's excluded from the sins. And then Allah purified him. Aye. But I need to say that also. That the Allah, Imam al-Tabari, rahimahullah, one of the great mufassir of the Quran, he said, amanu min Allah, safety from Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, aban Yahya alayhi salam. Aye. But in general, he said, al-anbiya, all the prophet and the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exactly completed them. Completed them. They are ma'soob, infallible. They are ma'soob from the error and mistakes. Except exactly somebody like Yunus alayhi salam. When Allah commanded him remain with the city, remain with the city to give the da'wah, and his people rejected him, he left the town without the permission of Allah. That's why when he took the axe to the ship, and the ship, we're going to start study this surah, the ayah very soon, ship, exactly a wind came, and the people of the ship, they said, the ship is heavy. We have to make a lottery. They make a lottery three times, came to actually Yunus, which you call it Jonah in English, Yunus alayhi salam, Ibn Matta. And exactly as they said, you have volunteer, you have to jump in the water. So when he jump in the water, Allah send the what? The fish, the big fish. And Allah commanded the fish, I send it to you, Yunus Ibn Matta, not to kill him, but to be a safety for him, to swallow him. More normally, when the fish swallows someone, he has to crush him under his teeth. But Allah saved Yunus ibn Matta to teach him a lesson. You are not allowed to leave the city without my permission. You made a mistake. Then after that, he spent a couple of days in the belly of the fish. And the fish, when you go, brother Yunus, all the way down. Actually, no human could go down in the ocean exactly because he will be killed by the pressure of the water. But Allah saved him in the three darkness. Three darkness. Darkness exactly all in the belly of the fish. Darkness in the night. Subhanallah, he was in the darkness of the night too. Exactly because the fish is going down. It's the dark of the night. And exactly, subhanallah, and the dark or darkness of the water itself. When you go down, you find darkness. In the top, yes, maybe it's light because it's the sun. But when you go deep, there's no any lights at all. Subhanallah. So some of that exactly that's color. But Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. Hadith al-Shafa'a. Oh, my time is finished. Hadith al-Shafa'a. We're going to take Hadith al-Shafa'a tomorrow, inshaAllah ta'ala, because all the Prophet and Messenger, they are ma'soom, except from a little error. Some of them, like Sayyidina Ibrahim, when we run to him, Ya Ibrahim, you are Khalilullah. You are the friend of Allah. Say something to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give us to start the judgment, to start the judgment, to intercede for us. Intercede for us, Ya Ibrahim. He said, I can, Rabbi, in my Lord, he exactly is angry today. And he never been angry like today. And he never will never been angry like after today. That's meaning the day of the judgment, Allah will be angry so much. And he said, why? He said, Nafsi, Nafsi, myself, myself. Myself and my friends, the people they ask him, you are the friend of Allah. He said, but I committed, actually, I lied three times. Sayyidina Ibrahim, Khalilullah, he said, I get embarrassed to ask my Lord because I lied three times. And what is the three times? If you need to know, إن شاء الله تعالى. You will be with us in the class tomorrow, إن شاء الله تعالى. And to go for Yahya again, إن شاء الله تعالى, to speak about him and to speak حديث الشفاعة also is very important for us actually to study this hadith, because the horrible day, the day of the judgment. But Allah saves Zakaria, Yahya عليه السلام, from these three difficult times. The day he was born, the day he will be raised up from the grave, and the day, exactly in the day of resurrection, he will be saved. Inshallah ta'ala, we will continue that inshallah ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala help us to understand the Islam and granting all of us knowledge. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Shalwa la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.